David Copperfield by Charles Dickens. On the 9th of June, we commemorate the 150th anniversary of Charles Dickens's death. He was one of the most prominent English writers, and his novels are famous. Oliver Twist, David Copperfield, A Christmas Carol, and other books are part of every classic library. Most of them describe Dickens's real experiences. David Copperfield is a grown-up man and tells the story of his life. His father had died before David was born. He lived happily with his widowed mother and his nurse Peggotty. Then his mother married again. David's stepfather, Mr. Murdstone, who married David's mother for money, and his sister were very cruel to David. The Murdstones sent David to a boarding school. When David's mother died, he had to leave school and start work in a warehouse in London. He boarded with the Micawber family, who he liked. He didn't like his work or the people there, so he ran away to his aunt, Betsy Trotwood, who lived in Dover. She adopted David and sent him to a good school. David boarded with good Mr. Wickfield and his daughter Agnes, whom he liked very much. After graduation, David started working for the law office of Spenlow and Jorkins and fell in love with Mr. Spenlow's daughter, Dora, and they got married. He soon discovered Dora wasn't the right wife for him. David did a lot of extra work to help his Aunt Betsy, who had lost her money. David's old friend, Mr. Wickfield, had some problems at work, and David helped him too. He also restored some of Aunt Betsy's money. Dora got seriously ill and died. David spent some years abroad to forget Dora. He discovered that his old friend Agnes had been his true love all the time. They finally got married and lived happily. David became a successful writer. Activity. Here are three famous quotes from the book. Read them and discuss in class. Do you agree with them? My advice is, never do tomorrow what you can do today. Procrastination is the thief of time. Books were a way of escaping from the unhappiness of my life. Never be mean in anything. Never be false. Never be cruel. Discuss. In Dickens's time, children were often beaten and punished at school. Do you think kids learn better when they are beaten or are afraid? What is the worst punishment you have ever got at school? What works best when students don't behave themselves or don't study well?